Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on April 24 regarding Elorida, E-L-O-R-I-D-A, Almonte, A-L-M-O-N-T-E, DePaulino, D-E, capital P-A-U-L-I-N-O. The petitioner was accompanied to the evaluation by another individual to help serve as a translator. Appeared, however, my office also had a bilingual medical assistant who served in this capacity as well. Period. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Ms. Almonte is a 62-year-old woman who reports she injured her right arm at work doing housekeeping. Period. This was not due to a distinct traumatic injury, but to her work tasks over 10 years. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware for a final diagnosis. She did undergo therapy, but did not undergo any surgery in this matter. She completed a course of active treatment in January 2022. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Almonte alleged that from 3/14/20 to the present, she sustained permanent injuries to her neck, back, and both shoulders due to repetitive bending, lifting, carrying, pulling, pushing, standing, twisting, and all other job duties as a guest room attendant. Period. It is my understanding that this is a denied occupational claim. Period. According to her answer to occupational, she did not provide answer to her occupational interrogatories. Period. I am not receipt of records during the period in question. Period in the paragraph, however, we were provided with medical records that predate this period of time. Period to 2/11/22, she was seen, 2/11/02, she was seen by orthopedist Dr. Pepe, P-E-P-E, complaining of left wrist pain for the past 4 days. Period, she fell down some stairs and sustained a laceration on her lip and a black eye. Period, she was seen at Atlantic City Medical Center emergency room. Period, she had seen an orthopedic surgeon who placed her wrist in a splint and signed her up for surgery to be done that day. Period, for some reason, she did not wish to undergo the surgery. Period, history was remarkable for tachycardia. Period. He performed a clinical exam and reviewed x-rays. Period, these demonstrated a complex intra-articular distal radius fracture of the left upper extremity. Period, there was dorsal separation of both the lunate and scaphoid facets. Period, there was displacement of both the articular fragments. Period, it appears, however, these are large with minimal comminution. Period, there also appeared to be minimal comminution of the dorsal cortex. Period, Dr. Pepe diagnosed complex intra-articular left distal radius fracture, which he opined needed to be fixed operatively to reconstruct her articular surface. Period, however, she was reluctant to undergo surgery, even though she was warned that without surgery, she would certainly get arthritis in the wrist. Period. This would also be the case even if she did undergo the surgery, but at least the anatomy would be restored. Period. She then agreed to pursue surgical intervention. Period. On 2/22/02, Dr. Pepe wrote she was 1 week status post left wrist external fixator, dorsal and volar approaches, and plating, P-L-A-T-I-N-G, with bone grafting to complex intra-articular distal radius fracture. Period. He monitored her healing process frequently. Period. On 11/25/02, he wrote she was 8 months status post open reduction internal fixation of left complex intra-articular distal radial fracture with significant comminution. Period. On 12-6-02, she expressed she had left wrist pain and was having significant difficulty doing heavy lifting at work. Period. On 1-17-03, he released her to work in a full duty capacity. Period. If she had return of the pain, she will have to consider an occupational change for possible or possible permanent disability. Period. New paragraph, she saw Dr. Pepe again on 6-18-04 with worsening bilateral hand and wrist pain. Picture of 2 years status post surgery on the left wrist, involving open reduction internal fixation for complex intra-articular distal radius fracture. Paired radiographs of the right wrist were normal. Paired radiographs of the left wrist demonstrated early radial carpal degenerative joint disease. Paired heat kept her out of work until 9-1-04, as this is her busy season. But she does have worsening arthrosis of the left wrist joint and will necessitate, most likely in the future, a salvage procedure for her wrist. Period. On 8-27-04, having been off work, she noted some mild improvement in her symptoms with the rest. Period. She then requested to go back to work, and he cleared her to do so, effective 9-1-04. Period. She wished to return on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph. She did see Dr. Pepe again on 9-19-05 with persistent left wrist pain. Period. She had been working in house cleaning at the casinos. Period. Radiographs demonstrated mild to moderate radial carpal arthrosis. Period. He wanted her to see Dr. Sheikh, S-H-E-I-K-H, for consideration of wrist fusion. Period. He was going to see her back on only an as-needed basis. Period. She did see Dr. Sheikh on 12-14-05. Period. He did discuss the recommended surgical intervention. Period. She was going to discuss this with her family and return with her decision in 3 months' time. Period. On 6-30-06, she saw Dr. Pepe again for worsening left wrist pain. Period. He recommended some rest from work. Period. She was going to take off for 2 weeks. Period. He later kept her out of work from 7-6-07 to 9-6-07. Period. And put this in bold. This, again, would cover her busy season during the summer. Period. In paragraph on 7-18-08, she denied specific injury but complained of right wrist pain due to overusing it, secondary to her left wrist pain. Period. She did have baseline dorsal and volar left radiocarpal pain and continued working as a housekeeper. Period. He was going to keep her out of work for the left wrist for 45 days until 9-9-08. Period. He gave her a splint for her right thumb, spica to wear at night. Period. She was going to return to the office on an as-needed basis. Period. On 7-6-09, x-rays of the right shoulder were negative. Period's diagnosis was right wrist extensor tendonitis and left wrist post-traumatic osteoarthritis. Period. Kept out of work over the summer again through 9-6-09 and prescribed naproxen. Period. She returned to him on 7-16-12 with multiple complaints. Period. She was having increasing difficulty doing her job but denied any repeat injuries. Period. He had her undergo x-rays of the left shoulder that were normal. Period. X-rays of the left wrist revealed evidence of previous open reduction and internal fixation of a complex distal radius fracture. There was mild radiocarpal joint space narrowing. Period. His diagnoses were left shoulder adhesive capsulitis and left wrist post-traumatic degenerative joint disease. Period. He wanted her to get some therapy for the shoulder. prepared for the wrist. He was going to keep her out of work for 2 months to return on 9/16/12. Period. In paragraph, she saw Dr. Pepe again on 7/11/14. Paired x-rays of the right shoulder, demonstrated grade 1 glenohumeral osteoarthritis, common large calcific tendinopathy in the distal supraspinatus tendon, and preserved acromiohumeral distance. Paired his assessment was right shoulder calcific tendinopathy and left wrist osteoarthritis, status post-fracture. Paired gave her, he scheduled her for ultrasound-guided lavage for her right shoulder. He was going to pull her out of work for several months to rehab her shoulder after this procedure. Period. He was going to see her back on an as-needed basis and kept her out of work from 7/15/14 through 9/9/14, comma, once again covering these summer months. Period. In paragraph, on 7/6/15, the petitioner was seen by a physician assistant at Rothman, complaining of right shoulder pain. Period. His assessment was right shoulder tendonitis with AC joint arthropathy. Period. Corticosteroid injection was administered to the shoulder at this visit. Period. On 3/7/16, she complained of bilateral shoulder pain to Dr. Pepe without any specific injury. Period. She had been working. He diagnosed bilateral shoulder impingement syndrome, for which he recommended continuation with a home stretching and strengthening program. Period. On 5/2/16, she reported new onset numbness in the left arm to the hand. Period. She had difficulty working. Period. She also had posterior right shoulder pain and secondary osteoarthritis of the shoulder. Period. The shoulder was injected with Kenalog and lidocaine. Period. They discussed possible EMG/NCV in the future. Period. On 12/2/16, he kept her out of work through 2/2/17. Period. She called the office on 12/6/16, requesting her disability form to be completed by Friday. Period. She saw Dr. Pepe again on 4/3/17 for her progressive left shoulder pain. Period. She denied any specific injury. Paired left shoulder x-rays demonstrated maintained glenohumeral articulation and acromiohumeral distance. Paired exam found 5/5 strength, but diminished cross body. Paired she had tenderness over the joint lines and positive impingement signs. Paired she was neurologically intact. Paired diagnosed left shoulder early adhesive capsulitis. Paired corticosteroid injection was given, and she was reminded about home exercise. Period. On 4/24/17, she called asking to be contacted when her disability forms were completed. Period. On 4/23/18, she dropped off FMLA forms for her job at Caesars Casino. Period. On 4/24/17, it was noted she had not been seen since April 2017. Appears she needed a follow-up appointment before any paperwork could be completed. Period. On 5/21/18, she continued to have pain when seeing Dr. Pepe. Period. The right shoulder was again given a corticosteroid injection. Period. On 6/13/18, she came in to fill out a release of information for her family medical leave on 4/23/18. Period. In paragraph, insert the surgery from 2:15:02, the additional x-rays that we have marked in 2016 and 2018. Appeared in the paragraph, additional records show Ms. Almonte was seen by a chiropractor named Dr. Holvik, H-O-L. Make that Dr. Callahan, C-A-L-L-A-G-H-A-N. Appears she complained of severe pain throughout her entire spine, common neck, common upper back, mid back, lower back, with numbness radiating to her upper extremities, to her hands, and lower extremities to her legs. Appears she had been a housekeeper for Caesars for 23 years. Appears she asserted work causes her severe pain, and she had difficulty doing her work. Appears the pain had gotten worse recently. Appears she did have chiropractic care a month ago at another facility in Pleasantville. Appears she had arm surgery when she fell downstairs 15 years ago by Dr. Pepe. Period. Dr. Callahan diagnosed segmental dysfunction of the cervical region, comma, thoracic region, comma, lumbar region, comma, sacral region, comma, and pelvic region, as well as cervicalgia and cervical radiculopathy. Period. A course of chiropractic treatment was then rendered through 5/6/19. Period. They referenced the MRI studies done on 3/29/19 and recommended continued chiropractic care. Period. Insert the results of those MRI studies and x-rays from those dates. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. She had decreased active range of motion of the right shoulder in all spheres. Period. Passive motor range of motion was not attempted. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the hip level bilaterally. Period. Left wrist flexion was to 40 degrees and extension to 35 degrees, but was full in radial and annular deviation. Period. Motion of the upper extremities was otherwise full in all spheres with a crepitus tenderness triggering or locking. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the left upper extremity. Period. Its most proximal scar measured 2.25 inches in length, with another further down the forearm measuring 2.75 inches in length. Period. On the wrist was a 2.5 inch scar. Period. Extremities lower. Motion of the right knee was guarded to 100 degrees of flexion while supine. Period. Motion of the knees, hips, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Spine cervical. There was global anticipatory tenderness palpation, and even before palpation was actually accomplished in the absence of spasm. Thoracic, insert the same statement. And in lumbar, insert the same statement about the tenderness. Supine stratilateralis minor at 50 degrees on the right elicited only knee tenderness, but no low back or radicular complaints. Period on the left, this was entirely negative at 90 degrees. Period. Impressions. Alirita Almonte Di Polino alleges occupational exposures that the insured, running from 3/14/20 through the present, caused widespread permanent disabilities throughout her body. Period. She currently asserts that she started working at Caesars on 4/10/92 and missed work sometimes because of her conditions. Period. She did work 8 hours per day, 6 days per week. Period. She occasionally worked an additional 3 hours overtime in her position as housekeeping. Period. This required her to clean rooms. Period. She had been seen by Dr. Pepe and his colleagues relative to a wrist, an acute wrist injury necessitating surgery. Gerici also belatedly offered widespread somatic complaints without any distinct injuries. Gerici, so Dr. Pepe and his colleagues, as well as Dr. Chiropractor Dr. Callahan and her colleagues. Gerici did undergo MRI studies of the cervical and lumbar spine on 3/29/19 to be inserted here. And put this in bold, we need the MRI reports from 8/6/21 also. She did accept various conservative therapeutic measures but did not undergo any additional surgery. Although she has remained out of work for a substantial period of time. You can scratch that sentence. The current exam found her to be difficult to examine. As noted above, this pertained to her right shoulder, as well as the cervical thoracic and lumbar spines in particular. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability with regard to the neck, back, or shoulders as a result of her alleged occupational exposures with the insured. She does have naturally occurring degenerative joint disease and disc disease consistent with her age. They also correlate with her prior left wrist injury that led to arthritis as well. But it will offer some permanency with that regard to cause. It is notable that on 12/2/16 she was found to have right shoulder osteoarthritis. On 10/15/18 x-rays showed degenerative disc disease at L2-3 and L4-5. In 7/11/14, left shoulder x-rays showed grade 1 glenohumeral osteoarthritis, large calcific tendinopathy in the distal supraspinatus tendon. These all preceded and predated the exposure beginning in 2020.